I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to another episode of Metro Matters. I'm Shivani Singh.
Over the last few years, street crime in Delhi has become violent. While women are being targeted more often, men are not spared either.
My phone was snatched from by the Takta gang at Ames. It was all caught on video. It was all given to the police. They could do nothing. The problem is it's getting violent because now we see, apart from the snatching, they've started stabbings and whenever they are followed or anything. So that is worrying.
मेरे साथ भी एक दो बारी हो चुका है. हम लोग जाते हैं रोड पे जिस हम लोग ऐसे फोन करते हैं. तो बाइक पे आते हैं लोग और वो स्नैच करके सीधा भाग जाते हैं. अब ज़रूरी नहीं है इतनी जल्दी हम लोग बाइक का नंबर भी कैसे नोट करें.
See, as far as law and order situation is concerned in Delhi, I find it very comfortable. I have no issues. I have not come across any such incidences in Delhi personally. We come to know about some minor incidences of the chain snatching and all. I mean, that should have also been avoided.
Law ऐसा होना चाहिए कि अगर कोई एक गलती करता है तो उसको इतनी अच्छी सज़ा मिलनी चाहिए, कड़ी सज़ा मिलनी चाहिए, ताकि जो अगले लोग हैं अगर उस चीज़ को देखें कि इसने ये किया था और उसको ये सजा हुई थी तो वो 10 लोग जो है वो करने से पहले 10 बार सोचेंगे.
So we've heard the people. Now let's take their concerns to Delhi's Police Commissioner Amulya Patnaik.
Welcome to the show, sir. I'll start with asking you questions on street crime. In the past few incidents we've seen, the case is becoming extremely violent. You know, now snatchers have access to guns and knives which they use to intimidate their victims. So do you think the police are doing enough to curb street crime in Delhi?
Street crime prevention has been one of our priority areas. Mm-hmm. What we do is, you know, we focus on snatchings. And when a snatcher is obviously using some kind of a weapon to commit a crime, then we categorize him in the category of robbers and we register cases as robbery. So both robberies and snatchings together we take as street crime. You know, it could be a thin line of distinction. So if you see robberies and snatchings together, on account of several measures initiated by us over the years, particularly I will talk of last 2 years, you know, robberies and snatchings have shown a downward trend. Still, I would say we have to do more. And from my experience, let me tell you that snatchings have been a crime in Delhi for decades. But over the years, Delhi police did come to terms with the crime. They have undertaken a lot of measures. We focus on improving visibility. We focus on identifying people who are committing this kind of crimes. We target them specifically from a preventive point of view.
Where do you think these guns are coming from?
Actually, there are identified pockets, not in other states, where, you know, people take to the kind of illegal business of manufacturing firearms. So this has over the years become a kind of problem. Delhi has porous borders. Obviously, it's very easy for people to try to sneak into Delhi with such illegal firearms. But on this front also, we have taken stock. We have particularly tasked not only the Thana police or the district police. Now the specialized teams like the crime branch and the special cell, they're also working on this. Basically to identify the chain, where from it is coming, go to the source and start taking action against the people who are manufacturing them and supplying them. We are booking them also under certain stringent sections like the Mokoka. Mm-hmm. Like if somebody is habitual of firearm peddling, so he is coming under some kind of an organized crime. He comes in the category of some kind of an organized crime syndicate. Crime by use of firearms has also shown some kind of a decline. And our seizures of firearms have shown a phenomenal jump.
Many of the snatchers are minor, they are first timers, many of them are not very well educated. So this is where, you know, the community policing has a big role to play. So how do you think these issues are getting addressed by Delhi Police?
In the year 2017, we in fact thought of some kind of a long-term strategy where we could wean away this kind of youth, you know, who get into such crimes. And we launched what we called the Yuva scheme, you know, where you identify people who are vulnerable to get into this kind of criminal habits. You put them in some kind of a skill development program so that they not only are taken out of a path of crime, but they are given skill development so that they can in due course also earn a kind of honest livelihood. So this is also a process which we have started in 2017. So over the last couple of years or so, we have trained a number of youth, you know, in excess of 5,000. So this is also something which is likely to pay dividends in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as core policing is concerned, let me assure you that the Delhi Police is seized of the matter. We have undertaken number of steps like improving visibility, group patrolling. So over the years, I would say that it has shown a downward trend, which is a welcome trend.
For the longest time, you've been asking for stricter laws on snatching. Where are we on this?
We have some states like Haryana where they have categorized the offense of snatching and prescribed much harsher punishments as compared to the Indian Penal Code. They have taken out, you know, special amendments, local amendments, and they have prescribed harsher punishments for snatching. We have taken it up with the government, and well, it's a process which normally takes a little time because it's calling for legal amendments and all that. So that process, I hope the government also will realize the necessity of categorizing snatching as an offense which needs harsher punishment. And I do feel that if that happens, things will be even better. Once booked, it will be more difficult for criminals to come out easily from jail. So to that extent, they will be out of circulation. And by virtue of harsher punishment, it is also a clear message of deterrence which goes to the criminals.
In cases of street crime, you know, we see a lot of these incidents happening in busy public places. And if citizens of Delhi don't feel particularly safe in busy public places, then there is a problem, don't you see?
You know, some incidents certainly have got reported of having taken place in some busy areas. But let me tell you, that is not a regular phenomenon. Much as I would hesitate to say so, compare it with other international cities.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.